For as poorly as you started, I think with the adversity that you had to deal with down the stretch, two of your top two scorers fouling out of the game, some tough fifth foul calls. This is probably one of the biggest wins you guys have had, just fighting through all that adversity.
Yeah, what makes you say we played poorly in the first quarter?
Yeah.
No, it was bad. You know, their tempo was a higher level than ours was, that's for sure. You know, we didn't get ourselves ready. You know, we sat around all day long, and we showed up like we were still just hanging out at the hotel, which is crazy because they just kind of went through the motions that first quarter, and we struggled doing just about anything. You know, we weren't quick with rotations defensively. We didn't move offensively at all, which was a big struggle because we just sat around there and played catch. You know, to battle and get through that first quarter. The second quarter got better offensively for sure, but we kept battling, and they're a pretty resilient group, and they're a group that's never going to, you know, throw in the towel. And with Hunter and Marshall fouling out, you know, it could have been something that, you know, that kind of creeped into their mind, but they didn't. You know, we had guys that stepped up off the bench and did a good job and, you know, really handled some pressure that they're not used to handling. So it says a lot about the, you know, Harrison and Blaine, you know, for being ready when their number was called. And, you know, I thought Parker was just huge on the boards. And, you know, that's kind of what led to everything, you know, for us was getting to the foul line, even though we were like 5 of 12 at one point in time. It seemed like we couldn't make anything.
Yeah.
And but his work ethic and his effort led to us getting to the free throw line, and that's kind of, you know, where we ended up winning it at, because we didn't make a field goal there for a while.
Yeah, I think you only had one field goal in the fourth quarter, and all your points were from the foul line. But yeah, Blaine Culp had to step up there, hit some big free throws. Yeah, he went 2 of 4, but get the tie up down there after a missed layup with 1.7 seconds to go, whatever it was there. And Colby had a chance there with that right three, or in the corner. Looked like he had a good look there, just hit the side of the backboard. And
yeah.
Whew.
It's a good thing we still had that last timeout so we could see if they were going to, what they were going to set up in. And since we were able to see the alignment of everything, we kind of knew what was going to beat us. If we were going to stay in man and not, you know, not switch anything. So with us not switching anything, we knew that there was a chance if they decided to curl around that stack that we might get caught behind them. So, you know, luckily we still had a timeout so we could talk about it. But, geez, OP, you know, we have a wide open senior who apparently just ate some popcorn or something and drops the ball out of bounds. Then we got a junior who chucks one out of bounds. And so then we go to our sophomores, and they handled it fine. So they did a great job. And, you know, those mistakes, those things happen. You hope you can avoid them in, you know, under a minute left. Because it's not like we were trying to, you know, be aggressive and do anything crazy, but we just dropped the ball and threw a really bad pass. And, you know, it's easy to look back and kind of laugh about that now. But, you know, those are definitely things that could cost you a game.
You mentioned Blaine Culp and Harrison King. I thought they really matured this weekend quite a bit.
Blaine did extremely well defensively.
Yeah.
He's always been a good defender for us and does it at practice. You know, he usually ends up guarding Marshall or somebody like that. So he gets pushed at practice, and I thought he did a fantastic job keeping the ball in front of him and making, you know, whether it be Stapp or Winger or one of those guys. You know, I thought he did a great job making him shoot over the top of him and, you know, not letting him get all the way to the basket. So he did a great job. Harrison played really good defense as well.
Well, you get to 2-1, your goal at a tournament, midseason tournament here. It always is to go to 2-1 in the tournament, and you accomplish that. And now you're sitting at 7-4 on the year, and 9 games left in the regular season, 2 of them with Holcomb, and the first one coming up on Tuesday night.
Holcomb it is. So, you know, barring snow, we'll get to play it.
Yeah, don't say it. It could.
No kidding. So, yeah, you know, 3 games, 3 days, you need some rest, you know, so hopefully they get rested up all they can on, you know, Sunday. Monday we'll have our kind of a prep day. You know, it won't be anything crazy because, you know, they'll still be probably pretty tired and sore.
Yeah.
No, but, you know, definitely, you know, Holcomb's going to be tough and play man. You know, they won't play us like Colby does, which, I think those guys play extremely hard, and they make it hard to score on them if you can't take care of their pressure.
Well, Coach Brian Gentry joining us here post-game. Beaver boys winning it here, escaping 49-48. Thanks again, Coach. We'll talk to you Tuesday.
All right, thanks, Adam.